This day is very special in many ways. It is the last day of the liturgical year 2023, the year of grace 2023. And it is the first day, in a sense, or this evening will be, of the liturgical year of grace 2024. And so, today we give thanks to God for all the blessings that He has given to us in this past year. It is also the first Saturday of the month of December, the last Saturday, first Saturday of the year 2023. The next time we have first Saturday, it will be the year of grace 2024. And so many eventual things are happening as we go about, and we give thanks to God for the many blessings that He has bestowed upon us. On this day also, we recommend ourselves and consecrate ourselves to our Blessed Mother and to our Lord Jesus Christ through our Blessed Mother. It is she who is the one who brought us the great mysteries of salvation. And so we see in the book of Ecclesiasticus, which predicts her and her life, that she is the vine that has brought forth a pleasant odor. The pleasant odor is Jesus Christ, our Lord, and whose flowers and fruit are those of honor and glory and blessing. She is the mother of fair love, because our Lord Jesus Christ is fair love, as we celebrated yesterday, commemorating His most sacred heart. Jesus Christ is the love of the Trinity for us. And He brings to us all the gifts that are His to bring, because He is the eternal Son of God, and now has become the Son of Mary, in time, but yet as well for eternity. So today we celebrate many things. As we are about to undergo and undertake a new year of grace, we therefore need to commend ourselves to the Blessed Mother. Many, many things are going on. By the time we celebrate this Saturday next year, many things will have happened. Many things will have changed. And who knows if we will even be here. Some of us may be called upon to go to our eternal reward. I hope I'm one of them, but I don't want to scare you. He hasn't made the announcement yet. So, however, anytime there is a feast of the Blessed Mother after communion, watch out, because that's what I have been made to understand. That's when I will die. And it will be the happiest moment of my life. We have already celebrated the wonderful month of November, the Communion of Saints, but in particular, the commemoration of all the faithful departed. And hopefully, all of you will have made many visits, if not every day, many visits to the cemeteries to pray for the holy souls in purgatory. I assure you that I, or Sankey Dog and I, went to the cemetery every day of November. And for she can't pray like you and I can pray, she is an animal, not a rational being. So she doesn't know any of that. But animals, by their very existence, give glory to God. They cannot sin. And so we are the ones that need to watch out. We do sin. And we do commit all kinds of outrages against God and the church and our fellow neighbor at times, for which we need to repent, for which we need to ask forgiveness of God and of each other, and for which we need to go to confession, which will be available this morning later after the acolyte's practice. And so today we celebrate all the marvelous mysteries of God's existence and of God's creation, of which we form but a little part. And we give thanks to Him for everything He has given to us. As we celebrate these holy mysteries, then, we in this shrine of Our Lady of Fatima commend ourselves to Our Lady. Now, the bishop has made it well known that this shrine of Our Lady of Fatima is not going anywhere. He didn't say quite as much about St. Stephen, but as long as I'm alive, that's not going anywhere either. So keep me alive, and then we will keep it open. But it will be open as the diocesan shrine of Our Lady of Fatima, which will also enable us to continue to celebrate the traditional rites of Holy Mother of the Church. Because parishes cannot do it, according to the present administration, which hopefully all the administrations will change soon. In Spain, there are hundreds of thousands of people going out to the streets and protesting against the communist government that has just taken over. Of course, where did you see that on Fox News or Channel 3 News or Channel 5 News? Nowhere. They don't want you to know the truth. They only want you to know what they think. We don't care about their opinion. Nobody's opinion is worth a hoot. Everybody has an opinion, just like everybody has a place to sit. That makes nothing special about anybody. And so, therefore, we want the truth. But already, things are going on everywhere. And so, today, we consecrate and commend ourselves to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima, to protect us from evil, including evils that have crept in here, in these walls. The other day, I found a hex right next to my mailbox with quartz and crystals and the whole works, which, of course, were immediately gotten rid of. That's the physical part of it, not necessarily the spiritual part of it. Of course, there are some people who don't believe in any of that. They think it's medieval, it's ridiculous, outlandish, outdated. The devil is not outdated. He wants to make you think that he's outdated, but he's right on your shoulder, if not elsewhere. And so we need to fight the devil, and the best weapon to fight the devil, the Eucharist and the Rosary, both of which are important, essential parts of this shrine, of this parish. And that's why, with great difficulty, I don't care, I have been in horrible, horrible pain, I will do it. Today I'm better off, but by the time 4 o'clock Mass comes, who knows? But the thing is that we must continue to persevere. And when we say we love Christ, when we say we are faithful to Christ, that means that we are willing to suffer for Christ. Love means suffering. If you think love means a cozy moment, you're wrong. Even in your marriages, which God bless, that is a tiny little fraction of marriage, because it is for the procreation of life. Not for pleasure, it is for the procreation of life. If God so choose, maybe God doesn't want you to have any children. In some cases, that's a blessing too. Sorry. But anyway, love means suffering. Love means the cross. And you need to know this, and you need to fulfill it in your own lives. It is not what I will, what I want, what makes me feel better. It is, what does Jesus want? What does Mary want of me to do? And of course, part of it is, and I remember this when I was in the high school seminary too. The place where you are is where God wants you. Some people are going from one field to the other, because the grass is greener across the fence. But once you get across the fence, you see that it wasn't grass, it was weeds. And that's why they look greener. No. God wants you where you are. And this is, of course, a very privileged place. The fact that the witches and the devils are trying to destroy us should give you a sign that this is the right place. It's not about money. It's not about power. is not about what I want or what you want. It is what he wants. And so we must always adhere to the holy will of God. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Such was the saint whose feast is celebrated today, Saint Bibiana. And if you think Strickland and Burke are a big deal, Saint Bibiana is a canceled saint. She is the titular saint of the Cathedral of Los Angeles. And Mahoney cast her out. Eventually, he put her in the crypt because so many people protested. The original cathedral, which had nothing wrong with it, it would have cost a few million to fix it. Instead, he spent about $400 million that they don't have to build the horrible train station that they call the cathedral now. St. Bibiana was the saint sent by Blessed Pius IX to the Bishop of Los Angeles. It was not an archbishop yet. And he threw her out. So Burke and Strickland and whoever else has good company. But St. Bibiana and her sister and her parents were martyrs during the persecution of Julian the Apostate, the great nephew of St. Constantine the Great, who apostated the faith, who left the faith. And he began to then persecute Catholics, his fellow Catholics. And so St. Bibiana and her mother was St. Dafrosa, I forget her father's name, and her sister, St. Demetria. St. Demetria was so scared, as some of you would be, that when she was on trial with St. Bibiana, she dropped dead. She had a heart attack, and she dropped dead. But she's still a martyr, because they killed her. And so she knew what God wanted of her. They knew what God wanted of them. And so they were cast out. And indeed, when St. Bibiana was killed, finally, her body lay out in a field for 2 days before a holy priest, John, was to pick her body up and bury her. And eventually, we have the Basilica of St. Bibiana in Rome. And so we beseech her also for us and for those who are being cast out of places and offices illegally, illicitly, by the powers that be. But they may be cast out of heaven. Who knows? May God have mercy on their wicked souls. And may God have mercy on our wicked souls. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.